The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Harley, they're very defiant, aren't they, these illegal migrants? The caravan marches on.
It marches on, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every mile that they travel. As speaking of a mile, that's about how big the crowd is. It fills the road for a mile. It's about 5,000 people. They're walking toward the Mexican town of Tapachula right now. That's in southern Mexico. They've got a long way to go to get to the U.S. border, but they say they're determined to get there. When they got to the Mexican border, they just overwhelmed the hundreds of police officers and security people who were there, and they expect they'll do the same thing when they get to the U.S.
Well, what's the answer to this?
I don't know. I mean, you know, Trump would say the answer is the wall, because this is the sort of thing that goes on. Used to, you know, we didn't have 5,000 people at one time arriving at the border, but a steady stream all the time, and nobody stopped them, or not nearly enough. More
stuff. See, your next story is a big one. This is big here, too. I mean, we talk about company tax cuts. Companies don't vote. People vote. President talking about a middle-income tax cut.
And that's the biggest bunch of voters, by the way.
Yep.
And he plans to make the announcement just before the election. So, not that there's any politics involved in this at all. for doing it. They won't make the decision until next year. It'll be the next Congress that has to decide. If the Democrats have their way, it'll be Democrats making the decision whether or not to give the middle class a tax vote, a tax cut. Then they'll be able to say, hey, look what we did. And, of course, President Trump will say, well, thanks for doing what I asked you to do. It's all politics. It's all also important because it could be an awful lot of money. The last tax cut rejuvenated the economy in many ways.
That's it.
We also borrowed a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, our deficit in the, you know, $700 and something million or $1 billion for the year.
Yeah.
Very, very big for the fiscal year.
Yep. But nonetheless, Trump's approval rating is higher than Obama's at the same time.
Yeah, Obama was on his way down at the time, and Trump is inching up little by little. Now, he can thank Republicans for this. 90% approval rating among Republicans. Democrats, not so much. But overall, 47% approval rating, which is 2 points higher than Obama.
There you are.
The same.
Well done, Harley. See you tomorrow. Harley in the United States of America, 8:30 in Sydney, 7:30 in Brisbane.